Nolte, 72% of Americans say cancel culture is out of control. By John Nolte on November 3, 2021. A full 72% of Americans agree America's fascist cancel culture is out of control. Rasmussen asked 1,000 adults, has cancel culture gotten out of control, and a whopping 72% said yes, while only 15% said no. When asked which is more important, protecting people from speech that is offensive or protecting freedom of speech, a full 75% chose freedom of speech, while only 15% said protecting people from speech that is offensive. I think all of this plays into what happened during Tuesday night's elections that saw a red wave hit not only Virginia but deep blue cities like Minneapolis and Seattle. The extreme left, these fascist blacklisters, the Democrat Party that caters to them, and the elite media who champion and enforce their McCarthyism are so busy fretting over pronouns and melting down over things like "Let's go, Brandon." They've lost track of what matters to voters. With hundreds of Americans still held hostage in Afghanistan, inflation and energy prices surging, the economy slowing, and school boards covering up rapes in order to push transsexual voodoo, having the organized left out there destroying people, reputations, and careers over pronouns, old tweets, and something as anodyne as "Let's go, Brandon," proves just how out of touch Democrats are. Plus, over and over and over again, we have seen these blacklisters target the truth. Among other things, the fascist cancel culture said the Hunter Biden laptop story was off limits, and the lab leak theory surrounding the coronavirus was racist. Well, both of those stories proved to be legitimate. So the public sees that the cancel culture is not operating in good faith. This isn't about causing offense or disinformation. It's about control and censorship as a means to gain power. Overall, this left-wing fascism is un-American. Every decent person knows this. McCarthyism is McCarthyism, and no spin about sensitivity changes that fact. Americans believe open debate, rigorous questioning, and artistic expression are part of our democratic DNA, and this poll proves we are not alone. Unfortunately, with the help of Silicon Valley and Hollywood, the fake media are only gaslighting us to make us feel that way when three-quarters of the country is with us. Do we really want to live in a country where a Dave Chappelle is not allowed to speak his mind? Where we cannot express our beliefs, opinions, and conscience. Without fear of any professional or social recriminations, we should be allowed to say, "Climate change is a hoax. I oppose gay marriage. Men and women cannot magically switch genders. Watching two men kiss makes me uncomfortable. Being fat is unhealthy. I have no idea if the 2020 election was fair. Fauci is a monster. Colin Kaepernick is a spoiled crybaby. America is not racist. Critical race theory is Nazism. Oh, and let's go, Brandon." Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.